Hi everyone. I thought it would be helpful to take a closer look at one of the resources we discussed to see how you might use it in your own career development. So if you recall, we reviewed both ONET and Career One Stop. We've discussed concepts of employability and the connections between identifying knowledge, skills, and potential occupations. ONET can help you dig more deeply into these connections. So let's explore one aspect of the site to get a feel for the information you can locate. Please find the website for ONET, and I'll spell it out for you. It's at http://www.onetonline.org. Let's find occupations, and we'll then click on job zone. Okay, so we'll pause here for a second to discuss what job zones are. This actually, according to ONET, groups occupations into one of five categories. And the categories are based on levels of education, experience, and training necessary to perform a given occupation. Zone one is the least complex. That means little or no preparation. And this means that the field can be entered with little or no training or experience or education or specialized credentials. Zone 5, on the other hand, is the most complex, and meaning there's extensive preparation needed. So for occupations in Zone 5, you could expect to find fields requiring specific credentials or training, and most likely fairly extensive experience in that field. So you can imagine building in a given occupation from Zone 1 to Zone 5. So let's take an example to see how this might play out in terms of comparing and contrasting occupations. Under Zone 5, if you would, please locate the description for anesthesiologist assistants. And that title is actually a live link. From there, you'll find a summary report for this job title. And it describes the occupation, including the skills needed, the tools and technology you can expect to use. And then if you return one page to the job zone search and look for job zone 2. And under job zone 2, we find the occupation of bartender. So even though they're in different zones, the summary reports for both actually indicate a bright occupational outlook. So it indicates a relatively high growth. And interestingly enough, workers in both fields should have skills of active listening and the ability to listen very closely, called oral comprehension. So active listening means you would give full attention to what other people are saying. You take time to understand the points being made. You ask questions as appropriate and not interrupt at appropriate times. So although we can certainly imagine that what an individual in one occupation hears might be very different from an individual in the other occupation, it's interesting to note that active listening is an important facet of both. So this was intended to be just a quick, fun example of what you might find on ONET. But remember, as we discussed, it is a complex site, and it really speaks to the complexity of engaging in the kind of self-directed career branding tasks about which we're learning. So on your own, I would then invite you to now find a job description in which you might have some interest. Then use the ONET website to approximate the job zone level. What are the strengths you bring? What are the gaps? Is it a high growth area? And what are some of the related areas in which you might also have interest? When you're finished with this brief exercise, please discuss your findings with your peers. Happy exploring, and I hope you find this to be a useful tool. See you soon.